on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day, Wednesday, the 13th of February, 2019. Today, George Segal, the American actor, starred as Jack Gallo in the TV sitcom Just Shoot Me. He turns 85 years old today. Peter Tork, the US actor and musician, and he was a member of the Monkees. He's 77. Stockard Channing, the US actress best known for playing Rizzo in Grease. She turns 75 today. Can you believe that? 75, Peter.
Wow, that's the whole generation, really. Peter Tork from the Monkees, Rizzo, 75.
I know. Jerry Springer, the US TV presenter, he turns 75 as well. Peter Gabriel, the UK singer, he was the original vocalist with the UK band Genesis before Phil Collins came along. He's 69 today. Len Pascoe, the Australian cricketer, well, former Australian cricketer, he's 69. Henry Rollins, the US singer, actor and author, is 58. And Robbie Williams, the English singer, and he used to be in that British group, you know, Take That, he turns 45 today.
Gosh, we're all getting older.
Oh, dear.
Ashton Circus officially started this day, 1851. They've been going for ages.
They have, haven't they?
Largest surviving family circus in the Western world.
Wow, that's incredible.
At its peak, it had 120 people working for it and 80 animals. They don't do animals anymore.
No, it's a bit frowned upon. I think you can do ponies and dogs because they're kind of like pets, but that's about it. Mm. The Blue Danube Waltz, composed by Johann Strauss, premiered in Vienna on this day in 1867.
Oh, let's take the opportunity. Quick waltz around the kitchen.
Oh,
here we go.
Lovely. It's a dying art. Do you know how to do the waltz?
Oh, look, I went for lessons and I think I almost got it, but
and
in the end...
One, two, three.
The instructor always wanted to keep dancing with my wife because she's an awesome dancer. And
oh,
I got
left out.
Well,
oh,
I thought, this is no good. I'm paying good money to sit here on the side and watch someone else.
Yeah, my wife dance with the instructor.
So that's not going to happen. Lawnmowers. Victor Lawnmowers. 1953.
Wow.
Now, I don't know, maybe it's a guy thing, but... It's always exciting when you get your lawnmower started.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Especially if it's an old one.
Is there always a little hesitation thinking, is it going to go? Go on, go on. Yeah.
The Victor mower went on sale in 1952, sold 100 in its first year, 60,000 by 4 years
Wow. End. And it's still got a very reputable name. And
oh,
it was formed in Australia by Mervyn Victor, so it's another Australian invention.
It is. You can put that in your invention thing.
There you go. Australia's unemployment figure was reported to be 1.9% on this day in 1967. Wow. The times are a change. Changing, Peter.
Yeah, that's really just unheard of these days.
Shows you how strong the work ethic was back then.
Mm. Led Zeppelin were forced to cancel a concert in Singapore 1972 on this day. Why? Because they weren't allowed to leave the plane. Why?
Why?
Because their hair was too long.
Are you kidding me? That is crazy.
Singapore.
Peter Casserly sheared 353 lambs in a record 9 hours in New Zealand on this day in 1976.
I was thinking, did they have TV there? Yes, they did. There you go.
Take that. British boy band split up in 1996 and a formal apology to the Aboriginal Stolen Generation was made by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd on this day in 2008. Massive day, hey?
All new 91.7 The Wave.